Members of a native tribe will soon be in a Canadian courtroom trying to prove they exist. The Sinayaks tribe from northern Washington state used to live in both Canada and the U.S., routinely crossing what is now an international border. But more than half a century ago, their numbers in Canada dwindled to a point where the Canadian government declared them extinct. And early next month, American members of the tribe will take the unprecedented step of trying to reverse that ruling. The CBC's Bob Keating has our story from British Columbia.
This is a sturgeon nose canoe.
Sinayaks tribal member Shelley Boyd paddles a homemade canoe on Arrow Lake near Castlegar, British Columbia. Boyd says before miners, settlers, and the government pushed them out, these mountains and waterways were Sinayaks territory. This lake, one of their highways.
This is our territory. This is where we have been from time immemorial. And nothing changes the fact that my tupia, my old grandmothers and my own grandfathers from both of the sides of my family were born on the edges of these rivers.
European settlement in this rugged corner of Canada was devastating to the native people who lived here, but particularly the Sinayaks. Western diseases killed them, miners searching for gold and silver, then immigrant farmers pushed them off their land.
It was a brutal, intentional, methodical push to get us out of the Upper Columbia Basin.
Sinayaks numbers dwindled to a handful, confined to a tiny reserve on the edge of this lake. The Canadian government claimed the last Sinayaks died in the 1950s, and took the rare step of striking them from the Federal Indian Act as it began planning hydroelectric projects on rivers and lakes here. The Sinayaks in Canada were declared extinct and did not have the numbers or energy to fight that declaration. Sinayaks historian Michael Finley.
You have a generation where it was something that was so hurtful they just didn't talk about it. I heard that a lot from my dad and even my grandparents, that there's just some things they just didn't talk about.
The Sinayaks maintain they never truly were extinct, but driven south to a huge reserve created by the American government, the Colville Indian Reservation in Washington State. A dozen different tribes from the American West were resettled there. Then the U.S. government sold half the reservation to white settlers, much of it former Sinayaks territory. The Sinayaks pushed south again to a tiny settlement on the banks of the Columbia River called Inchillium. They were among the poorest citizens in the American West, but Sinayaks' numbers grew. And a decade ago, they again turned their eyes to Canada, this time with a plan to try and reverse the declaration of extinction and reassert a form of sovereignty in the mountains of British Columbia, a place many Sinayaks had never seen. They sent tribal member Rick Desautel into BC to hunt an elk without a license.
My goal is just to go to Canada, just as my nomadic ancestors did, to go up there hunt and not have this 49th visible line saying I can't go to hunt there.
Hoping to spark a court case, Desautel turned himself in to Canadian officials. He was charged with hunting without a license and being a non-resident hunter. His case churned through the courts for almost 10 years, and the Sinayaks won at every level. The province of British Columbia appealed to the Supreme Court of Canada, arguing the cases of national significance. And next month, Canada's highest court will hear the precedent-setting Sinayaks story, and a people will argue their very existence.
You can't ignore the history. It has to be acknowledged what happened, and some of that is being recognized through the court system, through the battles that we fought through the Desautel case. I think we're able to really bring that to light on how it resulted in us being down here.
Our land is beautiful.
There is one last final irony to the Sinayaks' unusual journey. Their case was supposed to be heard this past spring. The COVID-19 pandemic shut down the border and the Canadian court system. Though the case will be heard in Ottawa, the Sinayaks themselves will not be there. They may have to follow arguments about their existence via the internet back in Inchillium, Washington.
Being told in 1,000 different ways that you don't matter by society, it adds up.
Still, the case has sweeping implications for the Sinayaks and other tribes with connections to both sides of the border. And Shelley Boyd says after a half century of official extinction in Canada, her people's voices will again be heard.
Rick Desautel, standing up for our people and going out to harvest that elk in the name of our people, and having to acknowledge his existence acknowledges all of us and acknowledges history and acknowledges the fact that you can't just declare people extinct because they're inconvenient.
For Here and Now, I'm Bob Keating in British Columbia.